The first black woman to receive her Ph.D. in neuroscience from the University of Rochester is continuing that research. Along with scientists around the world, she will be dealing with additional challenges because of the COVID-19 pandemic. WXXI's Noelle Evans has more.
Monique Mendez didn't know she was the first until after she'd completed her dissertation.
It was pretty lonely to be sometimes the only black woman in the conference room or at U of R.
In July, a Twitter campaign began with an account called Black in Neuro. The focus is on highlighting black excellence in neuroscience. Mendez says it spoke to her.
It actually brought tears to my eyes at one point because some of the challenges of just being the only black woman or black person at your institution. I thought I was only the person dealing with that, but seeing people talk about that around the world was comforting.
Mendez is originally from Jamaica. She has been studying certain cells in the brain called microglia. They act as an immune defense for the central nervous system. Mendez says they also help with long-term memory and learning. She says that studying these cells in healthy brains can help with understanding how things go awry with certain illnesses and disorders, like Alzheimer's. Her plan is to continue her research at Stanford University in California as a postdoctorate. She's moving from Rochester as we speak.
Sorry, my moving truck actually just showed up. I'm moving on Sunday to California, and the pack rat is actually trying to back it into a spot.
According to the nonprofit research organization Catalyst, black women make up 2.5% of the workforce in science, technology, and engineering fields. With the coronavirus pandemic, an early analysis has shown that the gender impact has been hard for women in science. According to studies, fewer women have been submitting research to publishers since the pandemic began. That effect on researchers earlier in their careers is also greater. Mendez says that while her work has not been affected so far, she expects her research at Stanford will be.
At the beginning of my postdoc, not being able to be in the lab as much when I get to Stanford because of restrictions, that's going to be challenging.
And while her work is not focused on how COVID-19 affects the brain, she says that when she has her own lab, she'd welcome students who are interested in that research. Noelle Evans, WXXI News.